Welcome to Strong Black Laughs, the show that brings you the Black champions of comedy, brought to you by Netflix and Strong Black Lead. Each week, we talk to comedians who've given us an escape from the bullshit. That job, them kids, and those problems that just won't go away. People who've made us rethink our lives and the world around us. And most of all, made us laugh our asses off. Nicole Byer, oh my God, I love this girl. She's the host of Netflix's reality baking show, Nailed It, that's my show, and her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Why won't y'all date her? That doesn't make sense. She's amazing. Some listeners might even know her from back when she was one of the cast members on MTV's Girl Code. One thing I can say about Nicole without a doubt is she ain't got no shame. She has no problem telling everybody about the funny and wild situations she always finds herself in. I'm not kidding. This is a person that told a room full of people that while taking a shit in a JFK bathroom, she was simultaneously eating a burger, crying, and singing Over the Rainbow. Yep, you heard me right. Nicole has no shame, but she's funny as hell with it, so... She's lent her talents on shows like Toucan Birdie, A Black Lady Sketch Show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The BoJack Horseman Show, and many, many others. It's about time you people got to know more about her. So take a seat. Not on the toilet, JFK. Don't do that. Not with a burger, at least. And get ready to laugh. Here's my conversation with Nicole Byer. Hello, I'm Janelle James, and welcome to the Strong Black Laughs podcast. And today I am here with the hilarious Nicole Byer. Thank you for being here. Look, she looked awesome. Before we even get into anything, we were just talking about twerking.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do it.
No, not well. I know the fundamentals of twerking. And then if I get my butt loose enough, sometimes it really
moves.
What's
the fundamentals? Because I don't even know that.
Well, a lot of people think it's tucking, but it's not. It's trying to hit your butt to the back of your head. So you like you throw your butt back. Because you don't want to like tuck it in because it looks like you're pooping. But you just like throw it back.
Okay.
And then the lower you get, the better it looks.
So you're taking a twerking class, which I'm going to take. How long do you think I need to take this class before I'm throwing it back?
Probably like two classes, because you'll get the hang of it.
Also, very important, the reason I haven't taken no twerking class is because they're all taught by white women. What do you think of this phenomenon?
If you're in, you know, rural Ohio and there's one white lady who knows how to twerk, spread the good word.
Right.
But my class is taught by a black lady.
I'll be there. So, when did you know you were funny?
When did you know you were funny?
I still don't think I'm funny. People tell me, so that's what I do. Did you always want to be a comedian or
no.
like entertain? Me either.
So no, I wanted to be a bus driver when I was little.
Okay. What did you want to be as an adult?
As an adult, well, by the time I got to high school, I was like, I want to be an actress. I wanted to be a serious actress.
Okay.
I wanted to be Mama and a Raisin in the Sun, but I truly have to wait because I'm not old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I was funny because my grandmother, she's from Barbados, so she doesn't say things a lot of American people say. So instead of being like, ha, 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 you're funny, she'd be like, ooh, you tickle me. So anytime I did something funny, she would say that. So then I would try to do funny things. So she would say that
because
I liked it. Yeah.
And so when you got to high school, you were going like into serious action. So you did improv and all those things, right?
In high school, no. In high school, I was doing just like theater.
Right.
I was in drama club.
That's always cool.
Yeah, I was a real nerd. My mother...
Nerds run the world. I don't know if you...
Do they?
Yes,
do they, though?
Everyone that's successful is a nerd.
I guess so.
If you
I guess
think
I'm
about
a nerd.
It. Yes,
I don't know.
It's fine. When did you start improv?
So I started doing improv, I believe, June 2008, because I graduated from theater school, and I was Googling, what do actors do when they're not acting? And I found an article that was like, improv. So I said, okay, I guess I do improv now.
Mm-hmm.
So then I signed up for an improv class and then was like, oh, this is fun. I'm good at this. Let me figure out how I'm funny. So that was like the thing that I wanted to do, to figure out why and how I was funny.
I feel like black people are so much better at improv than everyone else because we just roast each other. We're like, we're already doing it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so I used to hate improv because I've only seen the rich white kid improv.
With cargo shorts talking about Star Wars.
Right.
You're like, I don't know.
Which always ends on like some kind of dick play. Have you noticed that?
I like dick jokes.
I mean, but I'm sure you're coming from another angle.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Now I'm upset that I didn't take it more seriously because I think it really helps in stand-up. Do you agree?
I do think it helps. It helps especially when you're being heckled, because people love to yell at shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that phenomenon, I feel like it's getting worse.
But I feel like you get heckled more than most people, because I see you talking about it all the time.
Every show, if I do 5 shows in a weekend, at least 2 of them people are screaming something at me.
Do you think it's because you have catchphrases?
It might be. People love, I don't ever say nailed it on this show. The contestants go nailed it.
But is that what people are yelling at you?
Yes.
Because they think they're being clever.
Yes, right. But I'm like, how could you think that's clever? How on earth do you think you're the first person to yell nailed it at me?
It's just
and
like
I'm happy that I have a show where people get to yell the show at me. But
you're trying to do some other shit.
Yes. I'm
like
trying to give you a
yelling,
show.
I'm Rick James.
Yes.
At fucking Dave Chappelle.
Even. Yes.
Or I'm Rich Bitch.
I'm Rich Bitch.
He didn't say that. It
nope.
was just part of the show.
Yep.
So that's annoying. What's your worst heckler experience?
The worst heckler experience was in Appleton, Wisconsin. There was one show. Okay, so the first show, people were just screaming at me. So then I ended the show early. Those people leaving told the people coming in, if you yell at her, she won't finish the show.
So what are they screaming at you?
Just nailed it. Why won't you date me, my podcast? I love you. Nice things.
Right.
But it fucks up the rhythm
positive
of the joke. It's positive
it's
heckling.
It's the worst.
But yeah, if I'm in the middle of a joke and you go, nailed it at the first punchline,
right.
I have a second one.
Right.
Also, you're being redundant. I know I nailed it. That's the punchline. That's why you're laughing. And then just people interrupting me, just being like, that's not true. And I'm like, well, if you let me get to the actual joke, I can explain why that was the setup.
You're super nice, too. So I feel like people aren't afraid. I don't get heckled, and it's because I look like a bitch. But I'm not.
You look like a bitch?
But you have a personality that I think people think, oh, let's have fun. And now they're
My
heckling.
My therapist says I have an open face.
Do
That's
strangers
inviting.
Come up to you and
yes.
just talk? Yeah, you
All
do.
All the time.
You do.
If there's a homeless person on the street who hasn't spoken in years, they'll see me and go, that's who I need to talk to today.
Tell everybody.
Which is fine. I'm happy to speak to them.
But not during stand-up.
But yeah, not during a show. So then that show was a good show. Then the next day I said, this is going to be great. The people know. And then this show, they were good for 30 minutes. And then it devolved into this woman being like, it's my birthday. And then she started crying. And then somebody else heckled my feature by saying, smile, we can't see you because he was black. And then I was like, these people are racist. It was just like a whole thing. That
Where
show
is this?
I ended.
Everybody stay out of Appleton,
Appleton Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
That show I ended with, what the fuck is wrong with all of you people? You people are bad.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was not fun.
I get a lot of positive heckling, and I think it sucks. Even worse because the rest of the audience don't know
mm-hmm.
that it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's not, so if you try to do like a self-deprecating, like,
yes.
oh, I was feeling, what, and then it's some blonde like, you're pretty. It's like, bitch, I know that.
Yes.
Can I get to? Anyway.
I spent a year trying to figure out how to tell fat jokes.
Right.
Because I would be like, I'm fat. People
would
be like,
beautiful.
You're beautiful. And I'm like, of course I'm beautiful. I know I'm beautiful.
Right.
I'm not getting on stage to be like, I'm fat for people to be like, no, I would be a sociopath.
Right.
I'm just saying the truth. Like,
right.
I'm a fat person and that's okay. And it took a full year for me to figure out that I have to tell them that it's okay.
Right. So I'm sure a lot of your new fans know you from TV. So I feel like
mm-hmm.
when that happens and then you do stand up, people want you to be whatever character or
yeah.
thing that you're playing up. This
because after
I can't even
shows...
see you do stand up, but can you judge my cake?
Well, yeah, people will bring cakes
oh, shit.
To me.
See, I was making that up.
No, I've had cakes being brought to me, which is fine. It's very nice. The thing I don't like is when people go, oh, you're different than I thought your stand up would be. I was like, did you think it was going to be an hour on cakes? That would be insane. There's no, what do you mean?
So that's a good segue into this because your stand-up is pretty blue, right? Pretty dirty, which I enjoy.
Thank you.
But the people that watch Nailed It are mm-hmm. kids, and I know this because my son likes. And I remember I saw you in Montreal,
uh-huh.
and I came and I was like, my son likes you. He was like, I hate kids. Which I think is hilarious.
I don't.
But you get a lot of shit for that, right?
Well, okay, I went on Seth Meyers and I talked about how I didn't like kids and I told a story about how a kid was being stupid. But I also called it an adorable little idiot. Like, it's
yeah.
just, all it's jokes.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know what to ever say to children. They're like, I love you. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. What else?
Right.
I don't know. And then they want to touch you.
I only like my kids. So, yeah. So it's like, it's fine. You don't have to like them, but you, because they're watching the show, do you feel
yes.
like you have, is it in your head like, I can't?
No. The show is edited. We shoot for like 10 hours. It's edited down to 30 minutes. So they do that for me. Mm. But now that the show's more popular, I have to tell people that I work blue. Mm. So when we meet the contestants, sometimes I'll make a joke and then I'll see a grandma's eyes open real wide and I have to go, oh, this is how I work. I work backwards. Mm. I say something terrible and then I fix it to make it clean for the show. But if I don't say the dirty thing first, then I don't think we'll ever get to the fun, clean thing. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, okay, for the most part, people have understood. I don't mm-hmm. think I've like offended anyone terribly.
So you've described Whoopi Goldberg, uh-huh. Tina Turner, and Monique as your early yes. inspirations. Like, what about them inspired you?
Tina Turner, I liked her wigs. I liked the way she sang. Mm-hmm. Private Dancer is one of my favorite songs. Like growing up, I would always sing it because I thought it was just like, oh, this dance is just for you. I didn't realize it was
a
stripper
in the back room. Dance.
Yeah, Monique, I liked because Monique, not liked, like, because she talks so openly about sexuality. There's this article with the Queens of Comedy. I think it's in like Glamour or something. I don't know. It was too dirty for them to actually print, so it lives online. Mm. And there's one line where she's like, you ever stick a strawberry in your pussy and let somebody really eat you out? And it made me laugh so hard. I was like, ew. It's just like, why would you even think of that? Like, I love her brain. I think she's so funny. She's yeah. iconic.
Yeah.
I love her.
And then Whoopi.
Whoopi is incredible. I saw
no
Whoopi's,
eyebrows and killing it.
Yes, I just, with like purple lipstick yeah, and dreads. Yeah.
Nobody
she didn't
looks
look
like her.
Nobody I yeah. saw on TV, but she looked close to what I looked like, so yeah. that was nice. She is so funny in Ghost. Like, all of her scenes in Ghost are the funniest yeah. you'll ever see. And then I saw her stage play, Whoopi, that was like, I think it was in 1987 when she first did it, and then she did it again in like 2006 or something like that. Mm-hmm. She makes you laugh, she makes you cry, she makes you feel things. She's yeah. incredible.
She's the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could cast yourself in anything though, what would it be?
People keep talking about Succession. Yeah, throw me in there.
Why?
Because everyone's talking about it.
But do you know it's the whitest show?
I don't care. I want to be on a show that people are talking about.
Like, no, they're going to make you a maid.
I'll be a maid. I say, like, I see the crime. I'll do it. I don't care. Pay me.
These are the type of white people that never interact with black people. Like, it's just, that's part of the reason I like the show, because they're not even trying to put in like a little token, like my friend from, they didn't go to college.
I love
with minority,
it. I love it. Keep
okay,
it real. Keep it,
it
real.
It is a good show. It is a good show. Like, if you're going to do a white show, I don't want to see one of us all of a sudden, no, the black boyfriend or what? No,
no.
These white chicks don't,
no.
they don't even dabble.
Like,
you
no,
know what I mean?
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I like it.
It's pretty realistic to me. What's the best advice you've gotten so far, career-wise?
I can't remember who told me this, but they said, always ask for more money. Whatever the first offer is, that means there's more money.
Right. It's true.
But
they
yeah, it is true. I've never had someone go, no, that's it.
Yeah, they have it.
They have it.
Give
They'll
it
give
me.
It to you.
Yeah.
They're lowballing you to pay somebody else more.
Right.
So why shouldn't you get the money?
That's really good advice. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be the first time I saw you is in that sketch about where you go into auditions and they're like, can you be black? I think that's the first time I saw you. And of course, I've had that experience uh-huh. as well. Is that still happening?
Every
to
black
think?
Person has that experience. Not now, because people know who I am.
Mm.
And if you're going to ask me to be a different kind of black person I am, you're asking me to code switch, which is fine.
Right.
As long as that's the way it's written. And it's not like just like a thing written where there's a black person in it and you're like, but I want you to be real hood. And you're like, but why? Yeah. It doesn't fit it.
Right.
You know? Like if I was gonna audition for, you know, the mother role in Precious or whatever, yeah, she talks a certain type of way.
Right.
So I wouldn't do the way I speak or whatever. But also, maybe I would. I don't know.
Right.
I think people let me play with things more, which is nice.
I think there's a new way to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
For that, instead of blacker, what I have gotten is, can you be Tiffany Haddish?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is cool for her because it's like, oh, you're
that's
a thing.
That's her.
But
that's how she
you're
sounds.
The thing.
Well, that's
that,
like,
I can't do it.
For fat people, they go, can you be Melissa McCarthy? And you're like, well, Melissa's Melissa. I'm me.
Right.
So no, I can't do her.
Right.
If you want her, hire her.
Right.
But if you want to see what I do, let me do me.
Right.
So, yeah. But now it's gotten better, I think.
Do you remember how you responded when they asked you that?
Yeah, I did it.
You did it? Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely did it.
This is a loaded question, but why do you think that's the only type of black that Hollywood knows or wants?
I don't think it's a loaded question. Yeah. I think white people have preconceived notions of what black people do.
I feel like they have one idea of what black women are.
I think they have one idea of what black women do and like two ideas of what black men do. There's like a powerful business black man and then like one who just got out of jail or whatever.
Right.
And I think black women, they're like, we're angry, we are opinionated, we're overtly sexual.
Wise.
And wise, you know? And I think it's implicit bias. I think it's racism. I think it's just a lot of maybe that's the only thing they've been exposed to.
Right.
If you don't have no black friends, how do you know how black people act?
Right. You talk a lot about how important it is for shows like Nailed It to model failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, stand-up is, that's what that is, is bombing and feeling that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first time you bombed?
I remember...
what am I doing?
I remember the first show that I fully bombed because I got into stand-up in a very roundabout way where I was on TV first and then colleges were like, can you come do stand-up? And I was like, I can do improv. And they're like, no, do stand-up. So then I learned how to do stand-up by doing like 30-minute shows and then doing shows in LA and then being like, this isn't good. Mm-hmm. And then throwing it all away. Like it was a whole thing. But I remember the moment where the TV credit wore off and people were like, are you funny? I was in Louisiana at a college show, and I started my set 10 minutes in. I was like, these people hate me. So I was like, you guys don't like me. You don't like my material. And they were like, no.
These are college students?
Uh-huh. So I said, what if I did some crowd work? What's up? What's up with you? So then I did crowd work. I brought a kid up on stage. They loved that. And then I was like, okay, got these people on my side. Let's do this. So he sits back down. I was like, you guys want more material? They're like, yes. I get back into my material, and they were like, we hate you.
So that was
they hate. And like 30 minutes in, I was like, guys, I have so much more time up here. Can we just get
college
on board?
Does bombing still affect your self-esteem? Or
bombing in the moment will affect my self-esteem. Mm. So I'll be sad. I'll be like, oh, man, that show was bad. Then I'll have like a cocktail and be like, there's a show tomorrow.
Right. Are you freaking out in your head while you're bombing still?
No.
No.
Yeah. I enjoy bombs.
Yeah.
I kind of settle into it.
I feel like that's the true stand-up. Like, you kind of like the pain. Like with
and then cases. I'll tell them. I'll be like, that was a really well-written joke that works everywhere else. Right. This is you people.
Your problem. Yeah. Dating.
Yeah,
I know that's a big thing. You have a whole podcast about it.
A whole podcast.
It's your thing.
Why won't you date me?
In doing this podcast, what have you learned about yourself as a partner and a person?
I've learned that you need to let people in and not be so guarded.
Is that your quote unquote problem?
I guess.
You think?
There's a whole bunch of problems.
But that's your main.
Yeah.
Trust issues?
Not trust issues. Truly just like letting people in and
describe
being
what they
real
mean
and not doing bits all the time.
You're not being yourself?
It's like you ask me a serious question instead of answering, I say a joke answer.
I've dated someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. You gotta stop that, girl.
Sally.
If you could snap your fingers and be with anyone, who do you think it would be?
Be with anyone?
Yeah.
Somebody with a job, somebody with his own money, somebody who's attractive to me, who treats me nicely, who wants to be a part of my life.
Okay, so when I told some of my friends that I was interviewing you, some of my lesbian friends were very interested. Are you in a girl?
I've dated women.
They're going to be so happy.
none of it went well.
Yeah. But you were interested. Okay, that's cool. So there you go, broad. She's into it. Approach. Approach it well. I wish I was into women. Like, I pull so much out of women than I do men. It's kind of upsetting.
Try it.
I don't even want to. That's how I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, ew. So.
Ew.
What do you tell listeners, friends, and family who are also out there searching for love?
Oh, I mean, truly the podcast is called Why Won't You Date Me? So, I have no real advice.
Yeah.
I guess my advice is take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
Make sure you're good.
Right.
And then try to add somebody. I don't know.
this portion of the show is a deep dive, and that's when we go back in your career to a bit or a moment in time, and then we talk about it. And this is it. Let's take a listen.
So, I tell a lot of fat jokes, and there's always someone in the audience who's like, Nicole, you're not fat, girl, no. You're beautiful. Bitch, I know. Look at this. Thank you. Also, being fat and being beautiful are not mutually exclusive. They aren't, thank you. Yes, you could be fat and beautiful or thin and look like Kellyanne Conway. Sometimes people go, oh, I'm like, look at her again. So I'll just say it for you guys. I'm a fat lady. And I just want you guys to know that I know that you know. And there's always someone who feels bad for me who's like, oh no! She knows! Yeah, I know, and I'm okay with it. I'm a happy fat lady. Truly, I will steal your dinner, lie about it, and take you out to a second dinner. I think the real issue is I'm dishonest and a little bit of a hamburglar.
So your Netflix special featured a lot of fat jokes.
Uh-huh.
Why did you make that the main focus of your set? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do 13 minutes of fat jokes because I've never seen anyone do that before. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a comedian openly talk about being a fat person without it being a sad punchline. Mm. And I don't think my punchlines are sad. I think it's a way for people to understand how they view fat people and how I take it in.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a pointed thing.
Do you think embracing that has helped your career?
I don't know if it's helped my career, but I would be truly a lunatic if I didn't embrace. It would be wild if I went on stage and never addressed being a fat person. Mm. That's crazy. That'd be like getting on stage and never being like, as a black person or as a woman.
Right.
Like, what am I gonna talk about? Trees?
If you were a tree. No. So you're not sure if it helped. Do you think it's hindered?
I don't know. I think maybe the people who come to see me like me because I'm honest and because I'll just talk about shit. And I don't talk about it in like a sad way.
Right.
Like I'm not like, I'm fat. Isn't that the saddest thing in the world? I'm gonna go home and die.
You feel like you're changing hearts and minds?
I hope I'm changing like the way a fat person thinks about themselves. I hope that maybe they watch it and they feel a little bit more empowered. Yeah.
Well, you just say you're only keeping it real. You on all the time. Are you only on with dating or?
This is it.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
That's good.
I don't think my online persona differs really. I know after shows I'm very much more subdued, but it's because I was
you're tired.
Talking for an hour, screaming for an hour, and giving you what I want to give you for an hour. So afterwards, sometimes people are like, oh, you're very different off stage. I'm like, well, let me get a nap in.
Right.
And then let me get some vodka.
Right.
Let me get a fun.
So at the end of every episode of Strong Black Laughs, we play a game of word association. You ready?
Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Favorite. Wait, is it just one word?
I'm so excited. No, say whatever you want. I was just
she's
like
my
feeding
favorite.
Off your excitement. What do you like about her?
I love her so much. I think she's beautiful. She's so tall. Her body's insane. I like all of her music. Like, her old shit is so great.
Yeah.
I just really like her.
And she's kind of like ushered in all the, because I have now a whole Spotify thing with just all
she's great.
Female rappers.
Yes.
And I feel like she was
I like her. I like Doja Cat. I just found this other girl.
City Girls.
Ooh, I love City Girls. I love them so much. And I love that JT went to jail doing what she was talking about.
Right.
You know?
Like,
she's living that life.
Unlike Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Blackness.
Blackness? Beautiful. Happy. I like being black.
Yes.
I said in a tweet that I woke up white, I'd be so upset, and someone took offense to that. I was like, it's not that I don't like white people. I just love being black.
Right.
I love the color of my skin. I love the things I can do with my hair. I like the way I look. I like my full lips. I like my big, I love black people.
Right.
We're
fun. I think a lot of people don't believe that.
Which is insane.
It's because they've never been black.
No.
They wouldn't know. Laughter.
Laughter is fun. I love to tee hee hee.
Family.
Family's nice. Family's nice.
You have cousins popping up now that you're on TV?
No, not really.
That's great.
No, my
Are
family.
You no, I'm joking.
My family. They don't get what I do. I don't think they'll get it until I'm in like a Tyler Perry movie or something. Like something that they consume.
Good. Still, I don't have nothing, and I have all these play cousins popping up. So that's cool. Money.
Yummy. I love money. I love money. Money's one of my favorite things.
Yes.
And it's not so I could buy things. I like watching a stack. I love money.
Twitter.
Twitter is awful. Sometimes you feel like the whole world's on Twitter, but it's like 2% of the population's on Twitter or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But honestly,
I have to remind myself of that all the time.
Yes, that it's like, also, that's not the world.
Most of the people that you hate on there are people you would never talk to in real life anyway. So why am I even letting you invade my space? I hate it so much.
It's bad. I would love to get off. I don't know. I gave up Facebook. I can't. I don't want it. I don't like Facebook.
I like looking at aunt's memes. I feel like Facebook is more pleasant.
No, I can't.
Twitter's all like doom, and then Facebook is like babies. But
no,
you don't like
I like it. Instagram. I like Instagram.
Instagram.
Instagram's that's my jam.
Is lies in picture form. No. You just like being lied to in pictures more than words.
I think it's a lie.
Because you know that person that you just got off the phone and their life is horrible. And then you go on Instagram and they're like.
And they're like thriving in Disneyland. You're like, bitch, you at home.
Exactly. I don't like the deception.
Yes.
But anyway, home.
Home. I love my home.
Where's that?
It's in Los Angeles, California.
And what do you love about it?
I love that I finally decorated it. I lived in my house for a full year without furniture because I was afraid that I was never going to work again because I bought a house and I was like, what if I never work? Then I don't know, which is a crazy thought. But then I decorated it and now it feels very much like my space and I love it.
That makes me think of, did you see Oprah the other day? She was in a like a Warby Parker, like an eyeglass store. Uh-huh. And she had two different pairs of glasses. She was like, which one should I get? And then the person with her was like, why don't you get both? And she was like, huh? Like, I feel like that's poor people where you're like, I've made a big purchase and now the world is gonna end.
And I love that Oprah was like, two pairs of glasses?
Who do I think I am?
It's like, Oprah, you live on like an estate.
But that's cool that she still has, I don't know if it's cool, but.
No, yeah, it's nice that she's still in that place. Because I don't think I'll ever leave that place because I need to keep the money.
That's why you like watching Money Stack.
Yes,
the same way.
I don't want to be poor.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Okay, how do you say this? How do you say GIF or GIF?
A GIF.
It's a GIF, right? But the actual word
Some people
word
say
is GIF.
GIF. What do you mean the actual word?
The dude who made it up or whatever came out as
GIF. He's wrong. He's wrong.
But anyway, that's the last word for the word association.
GIF.
What do you think of that when you...
Fun.
You have a lot of them. Do you know that?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
There's one where I have googly eyes over my face.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
It makes me laugh really hard.
Yeah, I feel like you have the most GIFs of all the comedians.
Well,
you
that's good. I make a lot of weird faces.
You wrote a book.
Yeah. Hashtag very fat, very brave. It's a guide to being a fat girl who's brave in a bikini. Because every time I post a bikini picture, people will be like, you're so brave, which is so dumb. So it's truly very stupid. Like the guide is like, how do you buy a bikini? So I walk you step by step, which is like, turn on your computer, go to a website, find a bikini, check your bank account. If it's got money, buy it. It's really, it's very, very silly.
Nicole Baia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Janelle,
it was
so
a ride.
Me. What a fun time.
Can't wait to twerk. Can't wait to climb poles.
Yes.
And
please do it with me.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We nailed it. Thank you so much to Nicole Baia. Oh, gosh, she's so hilarious. And thank you guys so much for tuning in this week for another episode of Strong Black Laughs. This show is produced by Strong Black Lead and Netflix with Pineapple Street Media. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts.
Our jams are by DJ Don Will. You can follow him on Twitter at Don Will. I've been your host, Janelle James. You can find me on Twitter at Janelle J Comic. Make sure you follow Strong Black Lead on all of the socials at Strong Black Lead. And if you enjoyed what you've heard, don't be rude and keep it to yourself. Tell your friends and family about Strong Black Laughs. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to Strong Black Laughs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.